These parshios, the parshios of Tazria Mitzora, very difficult parshios to understand, especially the idea of Mitzora. There's no really even way to translate it, because to say it's leprosy is not accurate. The Rambam tells us that this physical ailment might manifest itself on the body, but one should not be confused into thinking that it's like any other disease. It's not true. The Rambam tells us at the end of Hilchos Tumas Tzaras that Zochor is Hashir Aso Hashem Elokech Le Miriam, that we shall remember what happened, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Miriam along the way. That we know that Hisbonenu Ma'era LeMiriam Hanavia, that we should be focused on what had happened to Miriam, the prophetess, Shedibra Ba'acheha, that she spoke about her brother, Shehi Gadola Menu Bishonim, that she was older than Moshe Rabbeinu V'Gidluso Al-Birkeha, and she raised him, V'Sikna Ba'atzma La'atzilim Nayam, and she was willing to give up her life in order to save him. V'Hilo Dibra B'Gnuso, and she didn't really even speak disparagingly of him, Elatos, it was a mistake. Sheishvatu Lishar Neviim, that she equated Moshe Rabbeinu to all the other prophets. Vehulo Hikbid al Kol Elu Hadvarim. And he really wasn't Makbid, he wasn't very offended. He wasn't offended at all. It says Vaish Moshe Animo, that Moshe was an extremely humble person. V'afal pikein, and nonetheless, miyad ne'en shabitzaras, immediately Miriam was punished with tzaras. So we see that tzaras is a byproduct of a spiritual deficiency, most connected to being inflicted with tzaras is the avera, is the punishment of lashon hara, and how does one become tohor, or at least begin the process of becoming tohor? So it can only be done, says the Torah, zostia toras hamitzora biyom taharaso v'huva el hakohen. Right, this is the law of the mitzora on the day of his tohora, on the day of his purification. Behuva el hakohen, he shall be brought to the kohen. And Chazal teach us, ki ein lo tahara laolam ela alpiv. This mitzora is never able to attain purification except by the word of a kohen, ela alpiv. Rashi comes and tells us that it's exeris hakosov, that the reason why it's only done through a kohen is because the Torah tells us so. But if the idea that it is a spiritual deficiency, why is it necessary, bedafka, upon a kohen? Why are we subjecting a kohen? A kohen has so many responsibilities. He has to do the avoda, and he's constantly involved in the Beis Hamikdash. There are so many things that he has to take care of. Why can't we come and give this responsibility to a tzaddik, to a Talmud Chacham, to a wise man, a Yirei Hashem? If it's a spiritual deficiency, wouldn't a Talmud Chacham be able to assess the status of this mitzora? But yet a Talmud Chacham isn't sufficient enough. It has to bedafka be a Kohen who comes and announces and proclaims the status of this mitzora. And therefore, my first question for tonight is, why specifically a kohen at the exclusion of any other righteous spiritual person? That's our first question. Our second question: is the Gemara at length tells us the status of a person who is over the Avera of Lashon Hara. The Gemara in Maseches Erechin Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis tells us as follows. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra. Kol HaMesaper Lashon Hara, anyone who is Mesaper Lashon Hara, who speaks Lashon Hara, it's Ki'ilu Kafar Be'ikar. It's as if he denies the existence of God. Va'amar Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra, and Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra says, Kol HaMesaper Lashon Hara, anyone who speaks Lashon Hara, Nigayim Boyim Alav. So he will be inflicted with tsaras, as we learn in our parsha. And then the Gemara continues, Kol HaMesaper Lashon Hara, Magdil Avonos Ad Lo Shamayim, whoever speaks Lashon Hara, piles up Averos until it reaches Shamayim, the heaven. And then the Gemara continues, Kol HaMesaper Lashon Hara Roy Lisoklo Bo'even, whoever speaks Lashon Hara deserves to be pelted with stones. The Gemara has many such examples of how we view a person who is over the Avera of Lashon Hara. Now my question is very fundamental. Why is it necessary for the Manda Amrim, for the Amoraim, to come and introduce this Avaryon, this sinner of Lashon Hara, by Kol HaMisaper Lashon Hara, whoever speaks Lashon Hara? Just say, Kol HaOver Lashon Hara is Ki'ilu Kafar Be'ikar. In other words, obviously, if he is over the Aver of Lashon Hara, obviously he's speaking it. It's like, hear me out for a second. It's like introducing a person who desecrates Shabbos by saying, Kol HaMichalel Chilul Shabbos. Whoever desecrates the desecration of Shabbos. Does that make any sense? It's redundant. It's not necessary. So too, it's not necessary to say Kol HaMisaper Lashon Hara. By definition, anyone who is over the Isser of Lashon Hara is a Misaper. And therefore, the Gemara should just tell us Kol HaOver Lashon Hara. Whoever transgresses Lashon Hara, the Avera of Lashon Hara, is a Kofar Be'ikar. And we find the Gemara, for example, and there are many examples, the Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Amram Amar Rav. Rav Amram says in the name of Rav, Sholosh Averos, there are three Averos. Ein Adam Nitzol Mehen Bechol Yom, from which no man is saved every single day. In other words, there are three Averos that essentially a person at some point in his day will transgress, will be over. One is he or her Avera. It's very impossible for a person's thoughts to remain pure on a daily basis. Ve'iyun tefila, one who examines his tefilos, he looks into his tefilos. The way Chazal understand it is that he expects that when he davens, his tefilos are supposed to be answered accordingly. He feels he had a great day of learning. And now he starts questioning, well, why were they not answered if I davened with such great kavana? And the third is Lashon Hara. The third is speaking disparagingly about someone else. Now, did the Gemara say, Amar of Amam Amarav, Sholosh Averos Ein Adam Nitzol Mehen Bechol Yom, there are three Averos that a person is not spared from on a daily basis. Hear her Avera, Iyun Tefila, and Sipur Lashon Hara? No, the Gemara didn't feel the need to say and speaking Lashon Hara. By definition, if I'm over the Isser of Lashon Hara, I'm speaking it. And therefore, the Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samech Dalet Omer Beis, didn't feel compelled to say, and one who is Mesaper Lashon Hara. It's redundant. And yet, time and time again, in the Gemara in Erechin, it introduces the Avera of Lashon Hara by telling us, Kol HaMesaper Lashon Hara. Anyone who speaks Lashon Hara. It's not necessary. Just say, Kol HaOver Lashon Hara. Adam, she'over, Avera, she'll Lashon Hara, whatever it might be. But it's redundant to say, Kol HaMesaper, anyone who speaks Lashon Hara. It's like saying, Kol HaMechalel B'Chilul Shabbos. By definition, anyone who is Mechalel Shabbos, anyone who is over Chilul Shabbos, is a Mechalel Shabbos. Anyone who is over the Isser of Lashon Hara, by definition, is a Mesaper Lashon Hara. So why introduce the terrible Avera of time and time again, Kol HaMesaper Lashon Hara? That's question number two. And the third question is, the Gemara tells us a little later on in Maseches Erevin, the Gemara says, "Ma takanto shelo yava lidei lashon hara." What should a person do to avoid the isor of lashon hara? The Gemara says, "Im talmud chacham hu yasok b'torah." If he's a talmud chacham, he should engage in Torah. Now the truth is that not only is it applicable to a Talmud Chacham, but really for any person who is engaged in the Isur of Lashon Hara should engage in the study of Torah. And the study of Torah ultimately, if this person contracted the punishment of tzaras, he should also engage in Torah. And Torah is a remedy. Torah is medicinal to rid this person of this tzaras. How do we know this? The Svarim tell us, based upon the words, ki yiye b'or b'saro se'ez, that if there will be on this person's skin this type of tzaras. So if you look at the word Yihyeh Ba'or B'saro Se'es, the last letter of the word Yihyeh is Hey. The last letter of the word Ba'or is Resh. The last letter of the word B'saro is a Vav. And the last letter of Se'es is a Tuf. That spells Torah. In other words, if a person wants to remedy the negayim, the tzaras, that he was inflicted with because of his lashon hara, built in to a person healing himself is to be yasok b'torah, to learn Torah. And my third and final question tonight is, what is the connection between learning Torah and ultimately, through that learning Torah, being healed from your tzaras? In order to answer this question, we have to understand, have a deeper understanding, a deeper appreciation of Lashon Hara. And the best place to understand the Avera of Lashon Hara is none other the Chet of the Meraglim. The Torah tells us, Vayotziu dibas ha'aretz asher toru osa, that they, the Meraglim, the spies, they brought forth Dibas Haaretz. They brought forth an evil report on Eretz Yisrael. And they said, it's an Eretz Ocheles Yoshveahi. It's a land that devours its inhabitants. V'chol ha'om asher ra'inu b'socha anshei midos. And all the people that we saw in it were men of great measures. They were huge. V'sham ra'inu, and the pasuk continues, and there we saw the Nephilim, b'nei anok min ha'nephilim, the sons of giants. Vanihi be'einenu kach ha'gavim. And we were like grasshoppers in our eyes. V'chein hayinu be'einayim, and so we were in their eyes as well. The Meraglim came back, and they were speaking disparagingly. They gave over an evil report. They were speaking Lashon Hara about the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael, the land of Eretz Yisrael, the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. The report that they gave over was imagined. It didn't make any sense. Everyone was huge, giants. The fruit was astonishingly huge. You can't carry it. These people are giants. You can't fathom, you can't imagine how big they are. The Avera of Lashon Hara, by nature, is conjured up. The essence of Lashon Hara is all dimyon. It's all imagination. When a person says over Lashon Hara, he conjures up that somehow I am benefiting from what I am telling over. I need to speak disparagingly about another person or a being, and by doing so, I feel that I'm gaining from it. It's called the koach hadimyon, the power of imagination. Because why would I feel compelled or feel the need to speak disparagingly about someone if I wasn't gaining from it? So the Meraglim felt that they were gaining from speaking Lashon Hara. They thought that if they spoke and they conjured up this image, this impression, that somehow, some way, they would still be able to remain in their positions of prominence, they wouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael, whatever it was they conjured up. But it wasn't real, it wasn't rooted in reality. That koach hadimyon, the power of imagination, is the work of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara has given you an image, and somehow that image is important for a person to feel, I need to say this over, and that will somehow make me feel better. That dimyon, that imagination, can only be conveyed through a story. The story is the vehicle that allows a person to conjure up that false reality. For example, v'chol hamarbe lisaper b'yisias Mitzrayim, that anyone who speaks and tells over at great length the story of Mitzrayim, harei zeh meshubach. Why is it necessary to tell it over as a story? So Reb David Kiviat suggests in his Sefer Sukkas David why it's necessary to tell it over as a story, Because a person, the night of Seder, is obligated to view himself as if he left Mitzrayim. Chayavin Adam Liros es Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Yotza Mitzrayim. Now, how is a person able to view himself as if he left Mitzrayim? It's impossible. I'm sitting here in my table. I didn't leave Mitzrayim. I've never even been to Mitzrayim. I don't even know what it looks like. And yet I'm obligated to do that. How am I able to place myself into that new world of Egypt as if I'm leaving Egypt after being enslaved to Pharaoh for all those years? The answer is through becoming a storyteller. Le'inyan hasipor lo rak kedei liskor v'leida. It's not only to remember and to know. Rak kedei sheyargish. It's to feel ki'ilu hu yotza mimitzrayim. V'lachem therefore yesh chiyuv. There's an obligation l'saper. To tell it over. Because only by telling it over as a story does it become alive like now it's real. It's the story that gives me the ability to create that warped sense of reality. That is precisely why the Amoraim, in introducing the terrible Avera of Lashon Hara, it introduces it as Kol HaMisaper Lashon Hara. It's not redundant. The Gemara needs to introduce the Isor of Lashon Hara, the Avera of Lashon Hara, with the word HaMisaper, Kol HaMisaper Lashon Hara. Because it's through the Sipor, it's through the telling over of a story, which builds a false sense of reality that now I need to tell over this Lashon Hara because somehow it's benefiting me. Somehow I'm getting some enjoyment. Somehow this is necessary to tell over. A person in his right mind would never tell over these stories if he doesn't benefit. But the Yetzer Hara creates this imagination. And that imaginative world comes when I'm conveying a story, like a storyteller. You ever see a storyteller playing all the various parts? How the actor is now living his part? We're all actors. Leil Seder, we are acting out the part of those that left Mitzrayim. Because we now are storytellers. A person who is engaging in the Avera of Lashon Hara is now in an imaginary world. He's a storyteller conveying over a fake image of somehow I am benefiting from this warped reality. And that is precisely why it is imperative to heal from the tzaras, from the spiritual deficiency in the aftermath of being a mesapre lashon hara, why he has to engage specifically in the study of Torah. Because the anti-warped reality is Torah. Torah is reality. Torah is life. As the Maharal tells us, Ki lev ha'adam, sham ha'chayim. The heart of a person is life. The ha'Torah tachzik libcha. The Torah strengthens your heart and gives you life. Divrei Torah tomchim is a support. Uma ashrim kol olam kulo, and sustains the entire world. Ve'echlo yiyu ma'ashrim etomchim es ha'adam atzmo. If it sustains the entire world, how much more so does it sustain a person who's osek ba'Torah, who engages in Torah? And that, says the Maharal, is how we understand the Vayera Vayvoker Yom HaShishi, that the entire world was tolei va'omed, was dependent upon Am Yisrael accepting the Torah on the sixth day of Sivan. Because Torah grounds a person. Torah is the word of God, which is truth, which is total truth. There's no warped reality. There's no imagination in Torah. Divrei Torah mechaskim v'tomchim hakol. It strengthens, it supports everyone and everything. Ad sheyesh lo olam kiyum. Until the world now has its fulfillment. V'chol zeh b'vnei ki haTorah hi seder ha'adam. Torah gives a person credibility. It gives a person order. Be'ezeh ma'aseh yenoeg. How he's supposed to act. How he's supposed to live his life. How he's supposed to organize his thoughts and his actions. That's the Torah. For a person to transition from a mesapre lashon hara, who now contracted the spiritual ailment of tzaras, the only way that that could happen is if he grounds himself in the ultimate truth, the ultimate reality. And the ultimate reality is the reality of Torah. There is no other truth other than the Torah. The Torah is all-encompassing. To rid yourself of a warped sense of reality, of this conjured-up image that somehow this Lashon Hara is benefiting me. The story that I'm telling over, it's not true. What I'm telling over is not true. What I'm supposed to be feeling is not true. It's all lies. The only way to rid myself of that warped sense of what's real is by investing in the ultimate truth, which is the Torah. Now, the Koach HaDimyon, the power of imagination, it can be terribly destructive. It can paralyze and can destroy a person. But the Koach HaDimyon can also be very powerful. Let me explain. A Kohen is very unique. A Kohen surrounds himself, Yomam Valayla, he's in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen is the Manhig Ador. His actions, day in, day out, its sole purpose, his actions in life are geared towards Kedusha and Tahara. He's misbodeid bedalad amo shel halacha. V'doveg nafsho, he connects himself to Hashem exclusively. And therefore, imroe sha'adam Yisrael, if he sees that a person from Klal Yisrael is over, transgresses, afilu chet kal, even a small infraction, nidba be'enav, the Kohen conjures up this impression of this person as if he's destroyed the entire world. To the Kohen, it's as if someone put a dagger in his heart, that how is it possible that someone could do something to desecrate the name of Hashem. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make this Kohen do? He makes this Kohen go outside Chutz L'machaneh. As the Pasuk tells us. The Pesukim tell us, V'yotza HaKohen El Michutz L'machaneh. The Kohen shall go to the outside of the camp. We make the Kohen leave the Kodesh, leave the Holy. And we make him imagine himself as if he's working in the Shuk. Let the Kohen see that it's not so easy to live outside the Beis HaMikdash. And by doing that, he will have a different understanding of this person that contracted this spiritual deficiency. We make him use his koach hadimyon, his power of imagination, to see Jews in a different light. And through that dimyon, through that imagination, he will ultimately be mezake, he will strengthen and support and be metaher and purify that Jew who, for whatever reason, based on outside circumstances, has that spiritual ailment. That is why we bedafka use a Kohen. Because the Talmud Chacham, Gemara tells us, Talmid Chachamim worked. They were wood choppers. And they would draw the water. And they were shoemakers. But a Kohen doesn't work. A Kohen is supported by the people. He doesn't go to the outside world. Except when he has to go to the person that contracted the spiritual manifestation, or this physical manifestation of the spiritual ailment. That's why it's bedafka Kohen. And that's why it's bedafka the Torah. Because the Torah, unlike a Kohen where we encourage him using the koach hadimyon, we encourage him to use his imagination, for a mesaper lashon hara, for one who tells over lashon hara, we have to suppress their imagination. Because the imagination is what brought them to the point of now being a baal lashon hara, because he is a mesapre lashon hara. He now had taken upon himself the job of being a storyteller. And when a person is a storyteller, he conjures up a false reality. And it's only the Torah that grounds the person into what's real and not. The Dafka Kohen, who we encourage to use his koach hadimyon, his power of imagination, to be able to be mechazek, to strengthen other Jews. And it's bedafka the Torah that suppresses the koach hadimyon for the person that is a mesaper lashon hara. It's not simply a lashon hara, but it's a mesaper lashon hara, because it's the mesaper, that's the vehicle, that's what allowed him in the first place to be over the iser of lashon hara.